أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون. صدق الله العظيم. We are in the midst of the discussion of the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sabiqoon, the foremost, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described earlier on in the surah. One ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about them would be that they will be on thrones that are weaved with gold. They will be reclining on it, facing each other. And young boys that will be immortally existing, they will serve them with cups, jugs and goblets of the purified wine of Jannat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second ni'mat, and Allah says, وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. And these young boys will serve them with fruit which they choose, fruit of their choice. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has again attributed it to these young boys of Jannat that will serve them. That is indicative of the ikram, the honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give the people of Jannah. With regards to the fruits of Jannah, we find it in the different ayats of the Qur'an Kareem. We find mention in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to such an extent that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once performing the salat of the solar eclipse, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam moved backwards, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam moved forth. When he had completed that salat, Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this unusual movement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he explained that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened the barriers, and right in front of me was the fire of Jahannam. So I moved back lest I suffer the heat of the fire of Jahannam, and then I moved forth because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed the fruits of Jannah. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I thought about plucking the fruits of Jannah, but then I changed my mind, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not do so. So on the one hand, we find that in this dunya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam some of the fruits of Jannah, and then we will find another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that once a person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he questioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the garments, the clothes of Jannat. Would it be weaved like how we have cloth in this dunya? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not respond immediately. Some of the Sahaba found it to be amusing that here is a person coming and he's questioning about the garments of Jannah, how it would be. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam called for the questioner, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about the garments of Jannat that from it the fruits of Jannah will emanate. So from this hadith we find that the trees of Jannat, the fruit of Jannat, would not grow really like how the trees and the fruits of this world grow, but it will come out from the clothing of the people of Jannat. Then we find one hadith, Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a far senior sahabi in his age also. He says, Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu held my hand and he advised me that remain humble always in this world and do not become arrogant. And then he said that the dhulumat, the darknesses on the day of Qiyamah, will be when a person does not fulfill the rights of others. That non-fulfillment of the rights will be the darknesses on the day of Qiyamah. Then Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu, Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that between his fingers he took out a little piece of twig that I didn't even notice he had in between his fingers. And he said, "O Jarir, you will not find small plants or small trees in Jannat like this, but the trees of Jannat will be huge." So I asked him, "What about if there's no trees in Jannat, then what about the date palms, etc.?" So then he explained, and he said that its roots from the very bottom of it will be gold and pearls. And from these gold and pearls will shoot out the trees of Jannat, and on the top of it you will find the fruits of Jannat. So here again we find that the trees of Jannat is not like the trees of this world. Then we find another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was seated, and in the midst of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a Bedouin, and somebody came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, describe Jannat." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a very unique description. He said, "A man will petition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat, and he will say to Allah Rabbul Izzat that, 'Oh Allah, I have the desire of cultivating the land.' So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question this person that in the midst of all these ni'mats that I have given you, do you still have that desire? Because in the ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah says, whatever the desires are will be fulfilled." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to cultivate. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says he will sow the seeds. Then the little stem will come out from the ground, and then the tree will shoot up, and it will be as lofty, as high as mountains. All this will happen with the wink of an eye. In other words, in just that split second, all this will happen. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the fruits of Jannat. Now in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the wildan of Jannah that will be serving the Ahlul Jannah. In other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the branches of Jannah, the shade of Jannah that will be very close to the people. Hazrat Mujahid rahmatullah alayh explains and interprets those ayats of the Quran Kareem, and he says, it will be a very, very unique scenario that if the Jannati is sitting on his throne or the couches of Jannat, then also he will be able to pluck it. It will be within his reach. If he is standing, then also he will be able to pluck it. So whether he is sitting, it will be still within his reach. Whether he is standing, it will still be within his reach. Wherever he is, it will be still within his reach. Then in one narration we find of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when the Ahl Jannah plucks off a fruit of Jannah, immediately another fruit will take its place. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam shows us that the fruits of Jannah are not like the fruits of this world, that a person has to cultivate the land, a person has to irrigate the land, harvest, etc. But it will be all available. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ, and these wildan will serve them with the faqiha, with the fruits of Jannah of their choice. Whatever they desire, it will be there. In this world, if we desire a certain fruit, it's not always available, it is not always in season. There in Jannat, it will be free of season, availability will always be there, there is no issues of drought, lack of rain, etc. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the ikram of the people of Jannah will be made with regards to the fruits of Jannah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.